Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we bring you the very best in superhero and pop culture entertainment. My name is Troy, and today I am joined by the wonderful Rachel.
I'm back.
You're back. You had some time off.
I did.
Went on a holiday.
I did. And everywhere I go, COVID
follows.
It's actually been insane, the amount of bullets we've dodged with lockdowns and mask mandates and all of that.
It's crazy. So we're in Queensland, and we've had it pretty good until right now.
Until now
we are one of many states where it's basically starting to kick off again. So I wouldn't be, some parts of Queensland are already going into a lockdown. Other parts around the country have already been in lockdowns already. There's not many states that haven't. So if you're out there and you're locked down right now while you're listening to this, hey, we're thinking about your kids.
We are.
Just chuck on that Netflix and just fucking ride it out.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
That's
honestly
all you can do.
Just live in your pajamas.
That's it.
Watch Netflix.
Just take the break.
Uber Eats.
I feel sorry for businesses, obviously, that have to, you know, survive off this sort of thing. But for those of you that don't, just take the fucking holiday, man.
Honestly.
Just enjoy it the best you can. because by the time that you hear this, we might be doing exactly the same thing. So
exactly.
Who knows? But instead of that, this week we are going to be talking about movies that probably should be TV shows or should have a TV show.
Yeah.
Or something. It's basically like that. Yeah, it's kind of movies that should have a TV show. We'll leave it with that.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out when we have to actually make a title for this thing later.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that in a sec. But the first thing we need to do is I need to make a correction from last week's episode.
Uh-oh.
Okay. That's the episode where Amy and I fantastically spoke about the Fast and the Furious for an
so
hour.
Amazing.
We could have done it for at least 3 hours, but we had to cut it short.
Dear God.
I know you were happy. Well, you're involved in this. So you're the one that's actually helped correct this.
That's right.
This sort of thing. So last week, Amy and I could not, for the life of us, remember Letty's last name.
Ortiz.
And you've come along and said it's Ortiz.
Yeah, you can't, like, don't disrespect my girl.
Your girl, Letty Ortiz, or your girl, Michelle Rodriguez?
Michelle Rodriguez.
Right. Okay, so first,
why
is Michelle Rodriguez your girl enough that you know what her name is in a series that you hate and don't watch?
Because, okay, so my love for her actually came from Fast and Furious.
Okay, the first one.
The first one.
Sure.
And I'm just obsessed with her because of it.
Okay.
I just wanted to be her.
Then why haven't you watched the rest of the movie? She gets more kick ass.
I prefer to just remember her exactly
just
that
as she
way.
Was in that one movie that she was in that one time.
Yeah.
So it's Letty Ortiz. I finally got around to watching Fast 7 in my rewatch. It's I've been a little bit busier than I thought I'd be. I thought I'd be able to knock them out, but I finally got 6 and 7, and I believe it's in 6 that Brian says it. Just says it straight out. It's like after you already told me, I saw that scene where he's like, Letty Ortiz, and I'm like, oh, fucking there it is.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But it's not on IMDb, so anyway. Corrections and omissions.
On IMDb, she's like Cher.
Yeah,
or exactly. Madonna. She's just Letty.
She's a Letty. That's the only thing we got wrong. I swear to God, that's it. So maybe we'll stop kidding around a little bit. And we're going to get into some movies that should have been TV shows.
Yeah.
Now, did you go about this any certain way? Or is it like, is it a movie that should have been a TV show first? Or is it a movie that should be continued on in a TV show? or a little bit of both?
For me, it's movies that probably would have done better if they were TV shows instead. Sure. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of how mine is as well. And that's probably the sort of the way you should approach these sorts of things. Some, I think I might have one or two where it's just kind of like, I would like to see the story continued.
Yeah.
In the form of a TV show rather than subsequent sequels.
Yeah.
But hey, we'll just see how we go.
Okay.
All right. So why don't you kick us off?
Okay.
With your first. This is not in any particular order, mind you.
Yeah, no.
We're not counting down 5 to 1.
No.
Or anything like that. It is what it is. So what's your first pick?
Okay. It's a movie from 2003.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is it?
We're going back
into
time.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
It's The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wayne from the countdown just creamed his jeans. Although, unless you're about to disrespect this movie.
No. Because I really feel like the movie did itself dirty.
Right.
Like, it's not bad.
It's not.
But I really feel like it could have been so much better.
Yeah.
If it were a TV show.
Okay.
Because, I mean, for those of you that don't know what The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is, it has, like, all of these iconic literary characters, you know, like Jacqueline Hyde and Dorian Gray, Mina Harker. And
everyone's favorite literary character, Mina Harker.
From Dracula.
I know where she's from.
And Moriarty.
Captain Nemo's in there.
Captain Nemo's in there, yeah. And so I just, like, with such rich characters and huge fictional worlds to explore, it just doesn't make sense to try and cram all of that into 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if initially they had plans on like building sort of some sort of like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen franchise.
Maybe.
Kind of thing. Not like an Avengers type of thing where there's like 20 movies or whatever.
Maybe.
But, you know, just have some subsequent sequels where they could kind of like flesh it out a little bit more.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But it tragically flopped.
Tragically flopped.
It tragically flopped. Big time. Hard. But I think you could just weave in so much lore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and like with TV budgets being the way that they are now.
Yeah.
And like clout from a really good cast.
Yeah.
It could be awesome. It could be like Once Upon a Time, but like kind of darker and grittier, like Penny Dreadful vibes.
Oh, yeah. Penny Dreadful was good. Mm. So here's a question for you then. So when you're picturing this, are you picturing it with like done now with different actors? Or are you thinking like it's still, you know, it should have been done in the day, should have been Sean Connery, should have been the rest of them. R.I.P. Sean Connery, by the way.
Yes, R.I.P. I think, I'm picturing it done now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's completely fine to do that.
Yeah.
Like there was one movie, it's not like everybody was just super sold on those actors as those people. But
yeah, well, because, no, like, sorry, Wayne, nobody cared.
Oh.
So sad, like, because I really do love it. Yeah. I really enjoy the movie. It's just nobody else did.
Yeah. So to the boys at the countdown, Paul, stop shitting on League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, stop it.
And Wayne, we've got your back, buddy. Yeah. All right. Good pick.
Thanks.
My first pick is from 2012.
Ooh.
Not that long ago. And it is Dread.
Oh, my God. I nearly put this in mine.
Oh, my God. You should have.
I should have.
Dread, the movie, is fucking great.
Yes.
There is absolutely not a thing wrong with this movie.
No, not a single thing. I mean, I liked the Sylvester Stallone one back in the day.
Did you, though?
Yeah, I did because I think it's because I just had a thing for Sylvester Stallone when I was a kid, but we won't go into that.
Okay.
But Carl Urban is... You know the dude that you say you would go gay for?
Yep.
Yep. My husband would 100% go gay for Carl Urban.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I don't think, like, I don't even think that he wouldn't even have to be gay. He could just be a straight guy and still bang Carl Urban.
Sure. Is that based on any particular thing that Carl Urban's done?
No,
not like a Billy the Butcher thing or anything like that. It's just fucking Carl
Just
Urban.
As long as I've known him, he's wanted to bang Carl Urban.
Look, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Jake, I'm with you, buddy. But With this in particular, so there's already talks about them kind of trying to continue this on because everybody was screaming. Everyone's still screaming now that this movie never got a sequel. So what they were, there were talks floating around for ages that they were going to do a series called Judge Dredd Mega City 1. And it's been floating around for a year and a half, 2 years now, and nothing's really come of it. But I think this would be perfect. You've got to keep Carl Urban in the role.
And there's
absolutely no reason why you can't do that, even, you know, 9 years later.
That's
still,
right.
Still absolutely can happen. But just imagine a series where you've got Carl Urban's Judge Dredd just effectively rolling around the city being judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah. It'd be like a police procedural. Like I'd see it like a Law and Order on steroids and meth.
100%.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think if...
Like a situational drama.
Yeah.
But... Maybe with like a singular plot, in the background.
Yeah, of course, and just basically Carl Urban's Judge Dredd just going around and just fucking shit up.
Yeah, I'm there.
I would rather see that than a Dredd sequel.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, because I think it'd be able to be fleshed out a little bit better.
Yeah, and the more the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, that's my pick.
Oh, Dredd. I love that. Mm. I love that.
Me too. Strangely.
Well, my next one might trigger you a little bit.
Here
from
we
2016.
Go. Okay.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would have 100%. I would have wanted this woven into the DC TV universe.
Yep.
You know, with like Stephen Amell's Green Arrow and Grant Gustin's Flash.
Well,
No.
Yeah. Well, they tried to do that.
Put it in there.
They did a version of the Suicide Squad on Arrow.
Yeah, but like better.
But better.
But like better.
It should have been.
It should have been like with the guys from the movie.
Yeah.
But make it a TV show.
I think maybe if you made it more in the vein of like Titans.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of darker. It's more violent,
okay,
that sort of thing.
All right.
But I agree. Look, this is on my my extended list, so I didn't make my final kind of five.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on my extended list because even though you've got James Gunn's Suicide Squad coming out, and I'm keen as hell for that and I want to see that.
Yeah, sure.
Then you've got James Gunn's Peacemaker series coming out next year starring John Cena as Peacemaker.
Okay.
He's one of the characters from Suicide Squad.
Oh, right, okay,
mind
of course,
you.
Yes.
So that's coming out. Super keen to see that as well. I think I was just so bitterly disappointed on subsequent viewings of the Suicide Squad that I'm like, "Ooh, you did these goddamn characters dirty."
And like, it's a getting the team together movie,
it is.
Troy.
It's exactly what I want.
But it could have been a getting the team together season.
Yes.
You know, and with characters, the characters could have been fleshed out so much more. Slipknot did nothing.
He died.
He did nothing, and then he died. That's the thing. He did nothing, then died. And it's so these characters, like you're supposed to give a shit about people.
Sure.
And you can't do that when you've only got an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you've got 16 people or however many it is.
Yeah, at least 40.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just feel like it would have done a lot better if we had like – several episodes of getting to know people a little bit and then they start coming together.
Sure.
And then, you know, just drag it out, baby, make it last.
Well, I think the other good thing with the Suicide Squad on the flip side of that is that they're all expendable. So you can have like a constant rotating cast of characters.
Exactly.
And you can get attached to some and then they can just murder them.
Exactly.
And then you're just like... Just for the shock value. So you are invested in this show and you just have no idea when your favorite character is going to die. It's kind of like The Walking Dead.
Like The Walking Dead.
But better.
Yeah.
Which it's like the early seasons of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So you could play it that way as well.
You could.
And they're just running around doing missions for Amanda Waller and just dying
and
like Slipknot.
Who 100% has to be Viola Davis.
Why would you have anyone else?
You can't.
She's made it. She's one of three characters. Mm. Four. Oh, I keep forgetting Captain Boomerang's in the new one as well.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, Captain Boomerang, Rick Flagg, Harley Quinn, and bloody Viola Davis, Amanda Waller. They're the only ones that
have crossed
over.
They're the only ones that made it.
They're the only ones that made it. We'll see what happens. I'm keen for that. I'll live with that movie.
Yep.
But I would like a series. That's a good pick.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, my second pick kind of has sort of technically been done, sort of, but not really.
Sort of technically been done, sort of.
If that explains anything.
Yep, yep.
So I'm talking about starting all the way back in 2002. This is a series of films starring Matt Damon as Jason Bourne.
Ooh.
So I'm talking about The Bourne Identity,
right? Oh, yeah.
Now, I think it was last year or might have been the year before, they made a show called Treadstone, okay, which is basically, it's kind of based on the CIA project that created Jason Bourne in the first place, and then they're effectively trying to create more sort of like super soldier sort of things or whatever.
Wow.
And it lasted like 10 episodes. And then it got canned because no one was looking at it. And the reason why no one was watching it is because they weren't focusing on the main character. They weren't focusing on Jason Bourne. It's like when that movie came out with Jeremy Renner that was like the Bourne Ultimatum or something.
The Bourne Ultimatum, yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't even have Jason Bourne in it. No one cares.
Why you call it Bourne? It's not Bourne.
Yeah, just call it
Jeremy Ultimatum.
Jeremy Renner's Ultimatum.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this could work well probably as one of these – like limited series sort of thing. So rather than like a show that's going to get, you know, season after season after season.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a thing that is completely wrapped up.
Seven episodes.
Yeah.
And you just bang it out.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, you might be able to get into like a second season or a third, but it's very contained and that's it.
Sort of like Sherlock. Is it Sherlock where they do like three episodes per season, but they're long?
That's just all British TV. All British TV.
I really like Sherlock.
So do I. But man, they make you fucking wait, don't they?
How many years has it been since the last one?
Well, that's it though. That was whatever they did, whatever the last season was, which I still haven't watched, mind you.
Sad times.
That's it. I don't think there's any more happening.
Sad. I want more though.
But yeah, they kind of do that 3 to 4, maybe 6 if you're lucky, episode season. But with Sherlock, each episode was like an hour and a half.
So get the BBC onto it, Troy. Come on.
Get the BBC onto it. Look, I think maybe not so much that short, but I think, you know, it can be contained into definitely contained into a single. So like Watchmen was contained into a single season and that's it. That's done.
Yeah.
And they fleshed out that whole story. You could start with Jason Bourne as that character sort of coming up and, you know, doing some missions and then getting amnesia and then fucking remembering who he was and kicking the shit out of people. I like it.
I'd go there.
And it's kind of like a modernized version because you kind of think back on like the original Bourne movie, like the Bourne Identity, like, oh, those fight scenes were so good, you know, blah, blah, blah. They weren't. They were just super, like there were super quick cuts and it was just really quickly edited. And if you go back and watch it now, you'll be disappointed, but still overall good movies, but still.
Well, that's good.
That's kind of just me wanting to see the story done again, but
different. But like better.
The only thing you can't do is you can't obviously have Matt Damon.
Yeah,
but,
fair enough.
You know, find someone else.
I'm sure they could find somebody appropriate, Troy.
I'm sure that someone out there will bloody well do it.
They'll do it for
the money.
Yeah, for the right money.
All right, what's your next pick?
Okay, this is another one from 2016.
Okay.
Oh.
Good year.
Well, Gods of Egypt.
Oh my God, that movie was terrible.
I know. I know.
Wow.
And I'm so disappointed because the premise is so good. The idea of it is so, but what a fucking sloppy shithouse movie.
Yeah.
And like, when you think about it, the bones of it are really good. Like, you've got incredible settings. You've got, like, the whole idea of, like, the gods and men mixing together. There's so much potential for, like, the gorgeous cinematography and, like...
You've got Christian Bale being Egyptian.
Sure.
All of it.
Whatever, you know. But you could have some really incredible action, awesome characters. The way that I think about this is that it could be Game of Thrones in ancient Egypt. And I think we all need it. And HBO, you can thank me later.
Okay. HBO is like on the phone right now.
I know. I've just pitched it and it's happening.
This isn't even live and they're calling me.
Yeah.
They've like bugged
They've bugged my phone.
Yeah.
But That's what it is. Because I'm so creative.
I wish I could get on board with that. But I just hated that movie so much.
I know. I was really, really upset with it because I saw the trailers and I was like, fuck yeah, this is going to be awesome. And it was not awesome. And I just like, please somebody do it again.
Somebody.
But awesome.
Anybody but Christian Bale.
Not Christian Bale.
Don't put Christian Bale in the TV series, goddammit. All right, Gods of Egypt, the TV series.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, before we get into my next pick, we're going to take a quick break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. All right. Well, you said...
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, HBO style
yeah.
for Gods of Egypt. I've got yes. a similar one for that.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Now, my one, this is again, it's another one of these ones where there's been talks of this happening for quite some time and it just never has.
Okay.
So I don't know why.
All right.
Maybe it will happen, but I just don't know. Assassin's Creed. Also from 2016, mind you.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah. So
oh
look,
my goodness.
Assassin's Creed, the movie... was fucking boring.
It was dumb.
It was not good.
Mm-mm.
But when you think about Assassin's Creed, the games, right?
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got settings like, well, let me just read off this list of settings that we have. You've got the medieval Middle East, Italy, and Istanbul. You've got Revolutionary War era America. You've got the French Revolution. You've got Victorian era London. You've got Ptolemaic Egypt. You've got the Peloponnesian War in ancient Greece. And you've got the era of the Vikings invading Britain.
Incredible.
Amongst other things. So think about this. This is like an anthology series as well. This is like tailor-made for an anthology series.
Yes.
And yes, technically, am I basing it more off the game than the movie? And is this a bit of a cheat? Sure. Sue me. Sue me, goddammit. But...
okay. I'm writing up the paperwork as we speak.
But the principle remains the same. The movie came out, it was shit, now I want to see a TV
yeah.
show.
Yeah, no.
So it still works.
I'm on board with that. I'm on board.
So the...
Sign me up.
The movie itself was middling as best. We've already said it,
yeah.
but it did nothing to capture kind of like the real grandiose scale of the games, right? And when you're talking about Game of Thrones, think about this. We're talking about exactly the same thing. We're talking Game of Thrones style, big budget, huge
mm-hmm.
sets.
Mm-hmm.
We've got certain like definitive eras that we can go to in
yeah.
each season. You can, you know, start at the start and end wherever you want.
And kind of like, it would be kind of like Game of Thrones meets American Horror Story in the sense that American Horror Story has that anthology
yeah.
thing where each season's a different thing, but the cast stays the same.
Sure.
And they're all different people throughout the anthology.
Yeah.
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 That would be wicked.
It would be wicked. And because you've got all of these different eras that you can visit, each season, new era.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Endless possibilities.
Yeah. And the possibility to put different places on the map as well, like Game of Thrones. I'm not going to say nobody was going to Croatia before, but... Like,
yeah.
Croatia's become such a hot spot because of the filming that they did there, and there's a possibility to do that for a whole bunch of other places as well.
Yeah.
Just thinking about the world, you guys.
Just think about the world.
It's on my shoulders.
Think about the world where none of us can get to
and
any of it.
Nobody can go anywhere.
We can't go anywhere.
I just want to travel.
So, and because of that, now we get to travel through the TV.
Through TV.
Thanks to my Assassin's Creed TV show. If HBO is listening.
HBO, they're on the phone again. Oh, my God.
What an idea.
It's happening.
And no Michael Fassbender or fucking Christian Bale in this one either.
Please stop with Christian Bale.
Stop with Christian Bale. I don't want to see Michael Fassbender either. So that's it for me, Assassin's Creed.
I want to see him, but not like that.
Not like that. What do you got?
I have, again, from 2016.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously,
it's a good year. A good year for movies that should have been TV shows.
Is it a good year? I would say not, because
probably
we're
not.
Changing all the movies to TV shows. Because they did bad jobs, but this one's Fantastic Beasts.
Okay.
And where to find them. I'm talking about the whole franchise, like including the second one that I don't even want to talk about. And
what was that called?
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's where bloody Colin Farrell turns into Johnny Depp for the whole movie. And we've got to bloody watch Johnny Depp instead of Colin Farrell.
You've got to watch Johnny Depp the whole time.
But now we get to watch Mads Mikkelsen, which is better than Johnny Depp and Colin Farrell put together.
Sure. Sure. I just don't want it anymore.
Okay. Fair enough.
I just don't want it anymore. Look, the thing about the Wizarding World is that it's so incredibly huge that movies will never truly be able to do it justice.
Yep.
Like having 8 Harry Potter movies still only barely just, you know, scratch the surface of the Wizarding World. So you can, you know.
People are still pissed that they missed out things from that thing. And it's like, come on now.
Well,
we had 8 two-hour movies.
It's rich. It's a really, really rich universe, and you can explore more of it. You can actually explore the beasts and, you know, where to find them.
Right.
Because that's what it's called.
Yep.
Not, you know.
So it's not just they pop out of a fucking suitcase.
Yeah. So I think that completely redoing the entire idea of Fantastic Beasts is probably better than trying to do what the movie did in a TV show format. So if you have it, like you can have Eddie Redmayne's character in there as Newt Scamander, but I see it more as him traveling around and writing his book, which is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And you know, you're meeting all of the beasts and you're exploring the Wizarding World. You can explore more of international wizarding culture and you bring in familiar names and storylines from meeting,
Harry
you know,
Potter.
Relatives of the characters you already know. And Dumbledore doesn't have another brother, so we can just take all of that bullshit out of there completely. I can't.
Can we keep Sexy Dumbledore?
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Dumbledam. We can keep Dumbledam.
As long as we can keep Sexy Dumbledore, I'm in.
Heck, I'm so in.
You've sold
it. Has to be Jude Law.
Has to be Jude Law.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
Dumblemore. Dumble Daddy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've opened Pandora's box of thirst.
I'm so sorry. At least it's not Brian Mills in Taken. This time.
Thank God.
I had to do it. I had to slot him
for
in.
For once. I'm surprised you haven't put Taken on your list.
No, I haven't put Taken on my list.
All right. Well, yeah. Rich world.
Yeah.
Heaps you can do with it.
Yes.
Can last for many a season.
Many a season.
And could be, you know, Game of Thrones-esque on HBO.
Sure. HBO, please call me. I have so many ideas.
HBO's just got, they got nothing but Game of Thrones money, I swear. They can afford to just drop it.
Because the showrunners didn't take the Game of Thrones money.
True. They certainly didn't spend it in the last season.
No, they didn't.
Did they? Hey, look, we could crap on season 8.
I can't do it
anymore. I can't do it either. All right, let's move on. Okay. And we're moving out of 2016.
How
finally,
sad.
For once. We're going back 3 years to 2013.
Ooh.
And a movie called World War Z. Which was also a book.
Love a good zombie.
Before the movie, if you didn't know that.
These are the running ones, aren't they?
These are the ones that run.
Yeah.
They run marathons.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Like, that's how I remember them because there was so, at that time, there were so many zombie things coming out.
Yeah.
This is the Brad Pitt and they're running.
Yeah, this is the Brad Pitt where he's the United Nations guy and he travels around the world trying to fucking stop the zombie apocalypse, which has already happened.
Of course.
However, this kind of really should have been a TV series to start off with. I get why they tried to make it a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about, like, with the book in itself, so the book is basically, it's kind of like the same character, but it's after the world. After the war has ended, right? So the war with the zombies. And he writes this book about interviews that he's had with people sort of, you know, that are recounting events that have happened during the war, right? So when you look at it like that, rather than having it as this guy trying to go around and like stop it all from happening, you could have it as, kind of look at it again, sort of like an anthology series where each season is retelling one of these stories like from the book. So it's kind of like, you know, the Chinese doctor And the first season sort of follows him. And like each chapter is a different person and a different sort of thing. So each series could be the same sort of thing. Maybe you don't have to do like full seasons or anything like that for like the one individual person if there's not enough sort of story to cover it. But maybe you could, you know, have it flip halfway or something. Yeah. You know? But either way, the way the book works perfectly for a TV show. They decided to put Brad Pitt in a movie.
But why wouldn't you? Yeah.
I reckon, though, the reason why they didn't do it is because in 2013, a show by the name of The Walking Dead had been around for about three seasons already. So it had kind of been competing with what was slowly becoming one of the biggest shows ever in the history of TV.
Yeah.
So it makes sense
that
they didn't do it. But I think I think the story loses heaps by the way it is as a movie. And I think it could be heaps better. And you just have like zombies from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you could see it from different viewpoints and how different corners of the world dealt with, you know, the outbreak and the war.
Yeah. And there's not really anything aside from The Walking Dead. There's not really anything around that does a really good job of a zombie TV show.
Well, The Walking Dead doesn't do it either anymore.
No, not anymore.
They had a good run.
A little bit.
But they've certainly stuffed it in the later seasons.
Mm.
There's plenty of other sort of zombie shows, but none of them have been able to capture like the hearts and minds, I guess, if you will, that The Walking Dead has.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, do we need another zombie show after we've had like 10 seasons of The Walking Dead or 11 seasons of The Walking Dead and we've hate watched the last sort of 5-6 seasons? I don't know.
I don't know. And then particularly with like the way the world is now.
Oh, it's either perfect or
it's either too well soon in poor taste. Or yeah. It's either too soon or absolutely perfect.
Well, heaps of, like, not heaps, but there are plenty of movies that are coming out based kind of around like the pandemic and that sort of thing.
Gosh, there was something that I started watching yesterday and I can't even remember what it's called. I think it's a TV show. It's called like, Containment.
Okay. Contagion?
No, Containment.
Okay, what's that do?
It's on Stan. It's basically a global pandemic.
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
oh, this is the one with Katie Holmes in it or something, is it?
No. It didn't have anybody. It's a Stan thing. It didn't have anybody that I recognize in it, and the acting's like really awful. And I found myself saying, why do they always bleed from everywhere? Like, you know, in the movies where there's some sort of a disease and they don't know what it is and you find the patient and they're just like bleeding from every hole in their
eyes,
face
ears,
for no reason. They're just bleeding
from
everywhere. That's what these people, it starts out as a cough and then the next thing you know, you're just bleeding from every orifice and then you're dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's just a terrifying way to go. And like on screen, it looks like, you know, it's very like kind of like, oh, I don't want to bleed out my butthole.
I don't want to bleed out of my eyes, nose, mouth, and ears all at the same time.
No. Anyway, is that what happens in this show?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Weird. I've never heard of it. But hey, I mean, either perfect timing or real poor taste.
I was like, I don't think I want to watch this.
Okay. I have. A movie from 2010. Now, I don't know if you're going to have seen this because it's a little bit of an unappreciated or underappreciated gem.
Okay.
Right from the time. It's called The Losers.
Oh, I've heard of it, but I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah. So, first off, I love this movie.
Okay.
I think it's great. Check out this cast.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Ooh.
Idris Elba.
Stop.
Zoe Saldana.
Get out of town.
Chris Evans is in it.
Stop that.
And other people.
Wow.
But they're the main ones.
Sorry, for those of you who can't see, which is everybody, I did the wrist flick and everything.
Everyone.
Stop it.
Yeah. Very sassy. So this is based on a Vertigo comic book that ran for about 32-ish issues over over like 3 years. And it kind of is, it's like, it's not superhero based. It's real world sort of like special forces soldiers based, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So the Losers are they're effectively that. They're like a special operations group that work for the CIA, and then they eventually get sort of they get betrayed by their handler, whose name is Max, the mysterious Max. And effectively they get a death sentence put on them by the CIA. And basically people are out to sort of kill them.
Oh, right? So they're getting hunted down.
Effectively, yeah. So the CIA wants them dead. Okay. And so what they decide to do is they go, fuck it, and they start their own sort of covert operations to counteract sort of it's kind of like whatever the CIA wants done, they will do the opposite of that just to fuck with the CIA.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like a, if you could sort of picture it like an A-team-ish type of thing.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
Do you know what the A-team
I
is?
I know what the A-team okay. is. Come on.
Excellent. But it's kind of like that. It's kind of like a modern-day A-team. And basically, as they go through and they run these sort of covert operations, they find out more about Max and they find out, you know, they uncover all sorts of secrets and conspiracies and whatnot. And all the characters are great. I think if you did it in the same sort of vein as the movie where it's like violent but not ultra-violent and it's like funny and all that sort of stuff, then I think it works really well as a TV show.
I think that would make a great TV show.
It would just be a shame that you can't use the same actors. I mean, it's, you know, it's 11 years later. It's not that you can't, but they're all kind of too big now. Like Idris Elba is way too big. Chris Evans is way too big. Zoe Saldana is way too big.
I know, because TV's like...
It's making a comeback.
Yeah.
You put this on HBO, you give it a Game of Thrones style budget. And you will get those people.
That's the answer to everything.
That's it, everything.
Give it to HBO, Game of Thrones budget.
Yep.
We're set.
Absolutely. Hey, but that's it. So the losers for me. I think if you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
No, I don't think I have, but I will.
Do it.
I'm gonna.
All right.
And then I'll think about how it can be a TV show.
Excellent. Yeah. You won't have to think very hard because I think it's like tailor-made for it. Do you have anything else that you want to mention?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Well, this one is a Netflix movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Bright.
Oh, that thing. Do you remember that? I do remember that thing.
Yeah.
We covered it on Comic Confidential of old.
Ooh.
And it was fine.
It was fine.
It was like they made out like it was going to be this massive thing. And it was like, Will Smith's in a thing and it's on Netflix and you can watch it straight away. And that fucking Aussie guy's an orc
Joel
or whatever.
Yeah. No, look, I actually thought that this was a TV show.
Okay.
And I was bitterly disappointed at the fact that it was just a movie.
They dropped the whole season at once, all 2 hours of the season.
Yeah. And because, oh my God, this looks amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and... like again, it's just one of those that it's such a rich world and it's got such a diverse cast of characters and you never even get the chance to give a shit about any of them.
Yeah.
Because it's only 2 hours. And I feel like that is like my biggest gripe with certain movies is that how am I supposed to give a shit about you if the writing's not that great and you've only given me 2 hours?
Yeah.
So, like, when you've got such rich, intense backgrounds and things like that, this could have been, you know, like we were talking about with that other show, like with Dread, it could have been a situational drama with a cool tapestry of plot happening in the background to keep it all moving forward.
Yeah.
It could have been, like, the fantasy sci-fi buddy cop mystery thing that we didn't even know we needed.
We didn't know we needed, but we did.
But we do.
When did this come out?
2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels like longer, but yeah. Look, I completely agree because I think one of the biggest problems that a lot of people had is that the movie itself was fine, but you just never – you couldn't get invested in the characters because you're immediately just supposed to care about this whole orc-human kind of like
and racism sort of – And then the whole thing with the wands and the wand lore.
Oh, God, I don't even remember
that. And it's like I don't even know what you're talking about, but I have to give a shit about it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think you're spot on in the sense that if you're given more time to kind of like, and I thought they were really going to try to like expand this world. I think they thought that this was going to be massive.
Yeah, I thought maybe they thought, okay, we'll drop the movie.
Yeah,
and the movie is kind of like a pilot in the sense where it's sort like, oh, we'll see how people react to it, and then people didn't because it was just too rushed and shit, and nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Then they decided not to do anything with it. But I think if they'd have just fleshed it out in the first place, it would have been responded to a whole lot better.
Absolutely. The kind of the idea is great.
Yeah, it is.
But you just don't give a shit about anybody. And that's, you know, exactly. When you're watching a movie with Will Smith in it and you don't give a shit about his character, it's tough going.
That is tough going.
You know you're up against it.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Right. I like it.
Thanks.
All right. I got one more.
All right.
All right. 2014.
Yes.
Movie comes out.
Yeah.
Blows everybody's socks off.
Oh, my God.
People are like, oh, my God. That was the best thing I've ever seen in my life. So it probably doesn't need to be a TV series, right?
Wow.
Because the movie was great.
Okay.
The sequel was not as good by any stretch of the imagination. There's a third one coming out this year or next year. I'm talking about Kingsman.
Oh, I love The Kingsman.
Yes. So The Kingsman, I think it's tailor-made, and that's not a fucking wordplay on Suits or anything like that.
Sure.
But I think it's tailor-made for like the TV treatment.
I reckon so.
I think it would be cool as, like, the world we've seen is very, like, there's way more to it than we get to kind of see in the first sort of movie. And they try to expand on it a little bit by showing you the Kentucky kind of fried version of it.
Oh, in the secret, in the golden circle. Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going into The King's Man, which is the, I think it's the origin of the whole thing. So it's a prequel sort of back in World War II days and all that sort of stuff. So there is literally decades worth of story that you could build on based on different eras.
Exactly.
And hey, I'm going to keep going with the fucking anthology thing and just have one from a different era.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Each individual season focuses on one particular person from that era.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't all have to revolve around Eggsy or anything like that.
I love Eggsy, though.
Everyone loves Eggsy. I love Eggsy because his name is Eggsy.
Yeah.
But I think there's so much to it. And obviously it's based on a comic book and not a lot of people knew that. And I, for one, have not read any of the comic books. So I can't sit here and pretend like I have, because I haven't. But because of that, obviously there's heaps that you can draw on. And I think the world is rich enough that you could do it.
Oh, for sure.
You got to do it on HBO.
With the Game of Thrones budget.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Like that's I think that's like five or six each. I don't know. That's heaps.
Yeah.
Heaps to chew on.
It's heaps to chew on.
I would like to know what you guys think should be a movie that's made into a TV show. And now before we go, did you have any others?
Just one honorable mention, but I don't think that it counts because I do believe it's actually happening as we speak. And that was Percy Jackson.
Oh, is that happening?
I believe that Disney has bought the rights to do a TV show.
Cool.
Yeah. So
I'm into it.
I'm excited about that because the movies were shit. The books are fantastic. So I hope that the television show can do it the justice that it deserves.
Give me anything that puts that chick in something that's in it. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah. Put her in stuff, I'm there.
Yeah, sure.
I watched Baywatch.
Because she was in it?
No, I can't say that. I definitely watched it more for The Rock.
I think that
Zac Efron.
Everybody watched it for The Rock, Zac Efron and her.
And her. She was definitely third. But still. Chuck her in something. Chuck her in the Percy Jackson TV series.
Yeah.
I am there.
Yeah.
I only had – do you remember the movie Wanted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Angelina Jolie and Morgan Freeman and James McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Similar sort of thing. Like it kind of – I left it out because it's very similar to the kind of Assassin's Creed sort of thing. It's like a guild of assassins that have been around for fucking forever that can like fucking flip bullets or whatever they can do. You know what I mean? Curve bullets.
They could do Assassin's Creed on, say, HBO.
Sure.
Game of Thrones budget. And then on some lesser streaming service, do Wanted.
Like sci-fi.
Like on sci-fi, some
show.
Yeah.
On the CW.
I was thinking, like, is it CBS? It starts with a C. CW.
You can put Wanted on the CW.
Pop it on CW.
And, yeah, you can have your HBO-style Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Look, I like that movie. It was fine. I think it's a bit over the top as it is.
Yeah.
But, hey, plenty of stuff in there that you can make a TV series.
For sure.
But that is it then.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it. We will be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard, you can do one of these things, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Not you particular. This is the people out there.
Okay.
I'm assuming you've already done it.
I hope
if
so.
If you haven't,
what are you doing?
You're in trouble. You can hit the subscribe button. You can leave us a review. You can tell a friend about us, or you can join the Facebook listener community by searching the Comic Confidential Listener Community on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's how that works. If you want to get in contact with us or just join in on the conversation, all the links to our socials are in the show notes below the episode, wherever you're looking at it. And finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne, who 50-50 like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah. One of them's creaming their pants and the other is raging.
Exactly. And Believe, hosted by the bloody shaved Yowie himself.
God.
Kate Moyer. If you're ever out camping and you're anywhere near Cade,
stop.
Let me tell you, that's not a Yowie. Anyway, if you want to check out any of those shows, just head to ccradio.com.au to check them out. And that is it. Rachel,
yeah.
Thank you for joining me
you.
Today to talk about movies that should be TV shows. Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll
next
be back.
Week.
As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Rachel.
And this has been Comic Confidential.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.